questions and answers on Islamic beliefs.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. In the name of Allah, the most compassionate, the most merciful, may Allah's peace and blessings be upon the Holy Prophet of Islam, Muhammad, and his purified progeny. Dear brothers and sisters, Assalamu alaikum, and welcome to yet another edition from series of Q&A in Islamic Beliefs from IRIB English Radio. Those who have been listening to this series of shows, they are quite familiar with the current that we have in this series of shows. We are trying to answer doubts and misconceptions that we receive from different questioners from around the world. And for that, we invite Islamic researchers, scholars from Qom Seminary Schools to help us with the answers. As usual, we have invited Sheikh Murtada Karimi, Islamic researcher and scholar from Qom Seminary Schools, to help us in this show. He is the guest of us in this studio. Assalamu alaikum, Sheikh, and welcome to the show.
Wa alaikum assalam wa rahmatullah, and thank you for having me.
Thank you very much for accepting the invitation. The question of the day is concerning the iddah, or a time period that ladies need to keep after the divorce or the demise of their husbands. The question exactly is that due to the advancement of science and technology and the different tools and instruments that help us to diagnose the pregnancy and DNA test, so why should the ladies and women keep this period of iddah after the divorce or the demise of the husbands? This is the question that we need Sheikh Murtada Karimi to shed some light on and explain about that. And before diving into the answer itself, I'd like Sheikh to briefly define the iddah itself for those who have not been familiar with this term, for even those who are listening to us and they have no familiarity with Islamic beliefs. Sheikh, thank you very much.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Let me share one verse in this regard and then I'll explain about the term, because this verse helps us understand the term too.
Yeah.
Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said in chapter At-Talaq, verse 1, أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم, يا أيها النبي, or the Prophet, إذا طلقتم النساء, when you divorce women, فطلقوهن لعدتهم, divorce them at the conclusion of their term, وأحصوا العدة, and calculate the term, and then be wary of Allah, your Lord. So, of course, this verse is referring only to divorce, but we have the same regarding the demise of the husbands as well. So, Hidda is referring to that period, to that term, after the demise of the husband or after divorce. And this period has a couple of rulings, I mean, based on Islamic jurisprudence. One of the most important ones is that those women are not permitted to get married to another husband, except after, except after passing this period.
True.
And we have different, we have many details in this regard, because as I mentioned, the term for demise is different from that of divorce. For the first, it is 4 months and 10 days. For divorce, in many cases, is three periods of menstruation, about 3 months. But for the details, our dear listeners need to refer to the religious authorities that they follow. Again, for the temporary marriage and for the permanent marriages, there are, different verdicts. So we are not going to talk about jurisprudence. So the point is that after divorce or after demise of the husband, women for, something between 3 to 4 months and 10 days, they need to wait, then they are able to get married. Now, many people think that the reason and the only reason for this period is that Islam says that that woman might be pregnant, the ex-husband who has passed away or who has divorced her. So that is why they need to be patient, so the matter would be clear whether they are pregnant or not. And then they claim that, okay, in our time, with the technologies that we have, it could be, tested through technologies, and just the day after divorce or demise, scientists can tell you whether that lady is pregnant or not. So with these technologies, why people still should keep Idda? There are a couple of points that we need to take into consideration. First of all, when it comes to the philosophy of Islamic laws, I think I have mentioned this point in many sessions that for sure all the Islamic laws, they have wisdom and they have philosophy, but it doesn't mean that we are able to know all the philosophies for all the details of the Islamic laws.
Yeah.
With the help of the narrations and with rational arguments, we may find some of these philosophies for the Islamic laws, but there might be others which we are unaware of, and maybe in future we may come to know more. So we shouldn't expect to know about all the philosophies of all the Islamic laws. This is a very important point, but then we...
So it's not necessarily to know that the lady is pregnant or not?
My point is that maybe it's not the only reason.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe there are some reasons that we are unaware of, and there are a couple of points that which confirm this point. Now, this is true that according to some narrations, one of the reasons for keeping Idda is to clarify whether that woman is pregnant or not. But we see that in some cases, although that woman cannot be pregnant at all, but Islam says that still those women should keep that period of Idda too. For example, we may think of a lady who is barren. I mean, she cannot give birth to a child. She's barren. But still Islam says that you need to keep Idda. Or for example, imagine that a man and, a couple, they live separately for a couple of years, and then they get divorced. Still, Islam says that that lady needs to keep Idda. This is referring to the fact that at least pregnancy is not the only reason, it's not the only philosophy. If it was the only philosophy, then in these cases, Islam should have said that there is no need for keeping Idda.
Very true.
Questions and answers on Islamic beliefs on IRIB English Radio. You can send your questions to englishradio@irib.ir.
Now, the second point is that...
Can it be said that Islam at that time had due to the lack of the, let's say, advanced instruments, actually verdicts such a thing, and now today we are reaching to this conclusion, know that we have this, let's say, instrument and we are in a state to judge it better in no time?
As I mentioned, this is not the only philosophy, because at that time, if pregnancy was the only reason, why Islam says that even for barren women or for those wife and husband who lived separately for a couple of years, still they need to keep Idda. This
Very
means
true.
That the issue of pregnancy is not the only philosophy.
So there are some other reasons behind that.
There might
Very
be
true.
One of the philosophies, but it's not the only philosophy. Second of all, when it comes to today's technology, I think even all the dear listeners can agree that at the end of the day, in all the cases, there is a chance of mistake. And we cannot ignore that. At least in our time, when it comes to, deciding about a woman's pregnancy, in some cases, although they have gone through many tests, the result has been, wrong, and later it is clarified. But let's go to other philosophies which still apply today, and that is why we believe that pregnancy is not the only philosophy for keeping Idda. Maybe the most important philosophy for Idda is that we know that in the religion of Islam, in most of the cases, that divorce is called Raj'i, meaning that during though that period, the man can return, and they can renew the life again with the return of the man, of the husband, as if no divorce has happened at all. I mean, they do not need to recite those formula for marriage again. Mm-hmm. As soon as the man returns and he expresses that he regrets, then they can renew the life again. So it seems that this period of Idda is a period of rethinking about the situation, about the conditions, because sometimes, I mean, both man and wife, they decide to separate and to do divorce because of some trivial and minor issues. But then Islam says that, okay, for that lady, Islam says that wait for 3 months or for 4 months, and during that month, and it has happened a lot, those ladies who now are in new situation, I mean, without any husband, without any relation, they come to this understanding that, it would be much better for them not to get divorced. So the period of Idda is a very good solution from an Islamic perspective for a kind of peace and reconciliation and return of that man toward the woman as well. True. As I mentioned, in many cases, for various reasons, we see that both man and woman rush toward divorce. Divorce happens, but Islam says that, okay, this is your right. Mm-hmm. But then Islam says to that woman that wait for 3 months or for 4 months.
And there is also a possibility of them regret for what they did and the decision
exactly.
that they made.
Yeah, exactly.
True.
So I believe that because of the fact that the institution of family is very respected in the religion of Islam.
And the hatred of divorce as well.
Exactly. It's highly discouraged. This period of Idda is a chance for both man and woman to think, let me refer to another point that according to the religion of Islam, during this time, the man still should take care of the wife and continue to give her the sustenance. Mm-hmm. Even according to many scholars, she needs to stay in the house of that man. This is very interesting.
Yeah.
And which means that Islam does not want this institution to be demolished altogether. No. Islam says to that woman that you have all the right to continue to even live in the house of that man, although you are not mahram to each other. You cannot have any intimate relationship. Mm-hmm. But and at the same time, you cannot get married to another husband to another man, which means that for at least 3 months, you have the chance to, you are provided that by that man, but you have no relationship with him. So it's a good opportunity for both of them to think more. When you are alone, when you do not have that relation anymore. So at least if there is a possibility for them to regret and to come back to life. And some people, because they rush toward divorce, they do not think about the conditions and what will happen to the children. Mm-hmm. This time is a good time to think about that aspect of life too.
Can I ask a question here?
Sure, please.
There are some ways that some people suggest some ways to shorten this period. Is it possible to shorten this period due to some, let's say they use different pills and to shorten this period, is it allowed in Islam or not?
No, it's not allowed because, as I mentioned, we are not talking about pregnancy as the only philosophy. You are talking about, divorce and not demise. Because for demise, the Idda is 4 months and 10 days.
So there are different terms of Idda, yes.
But when it comes to divorce, it's been mentioned that it's 3 periods of menstruation and being clean from that. Then, according to some scholars, it might be shortened through some pills, but there might be a difference of ideas. For that, people need to refer to the scholars that they follow.
Religious authority
that's
that they are following.
Yeah, related to that, a specific Idda, which is related to divorce.
But as for the day, demise and passing away of the husband, it needs to...
4 months and 10 days.
Yeah. Very true. So it cannot be shortened anyway.
As... Still, people can refer to the religious authorities, but as far as I know from Islamic jurisprudence, it is mentioned to be 4 months and 10 days, and it cannot be reduced. So the main point that I'd like to share is the fact that especially the women after divorce, they suffer more than men because, I mean, mentally speaking and psychologically speaking, I mean, women are symbols of feelings, and I mean, after divorce, they may suffer more than men. So keeping idda, I mean, Islam does not want women just to go to think about another marriage and getting married to another man. So the period and the term of idda is a good opportunity, not only for women, but also for men to reconsider their decision, and maybe they will return to the life and continue living together, inshallah.
Thank you very much, dear Sheikh, for your beautiful explanations and your respected listeners who are staying tuned and listening to IRB English Radio with the series of Q&A and Islamic beliefs from IRB English Radio. I hope you enjoyed it, and he will join us again in our upcoming session.
إن في الجنة نهرا من لبن لعلي وحسين وحسن